Proclamation number 3697, dated the February 25th, 1946. Human commandments. Neighborly love. God's commandment. Human commandments cannot further your soul's maturity because I assess a person's will to live in a way that pleases me, by applying the commandments which I gave to him in wise recognition of their effectiveness. If human commandments conform to my commandment of love, that is, if they merely aim to inspire the human being to love, so that abiding by them will result in the practice of unselfish love for other people, then they also meet my approval, because the working of my spirit in people who initiated such commandments is evident. However, any other commandment is of no value before me, nor do I take any notice of its fulfillment, because you should use the whole flow of life energy for deeds of love in order to achieve maturity of soul on earth. Your goal should be to become perfect. But how can you become perfect without love? How can you expect a flow of mercy by observing commandments whose failure of fulfillment is not an offense against love? Your love for your fellow human beings demonstrates your love for me, your God and Father of eternity. Anyone lacking love for his fellow human beings also lacks the right kind of love for me, which would urge him to do neighborly deeds of love. If you pretend that you, with love for me, observe the commandments which demand various external actions, I will not acknowledge such love, since they are mere formalities which you observe to secure yourselves rewards promised by people. They are not actions of love by which alone you demonstrate your heart's love to me, by which alone you can become blessed. All external formalities, everything recognizable on the surface, is not mine, but human will is its originator. Only unselfish love for other people pleases me, although this, too, necessitates external deeds. I do not expect you to pretend to do something out of love for me if it is not based on my commandment of love. I only want the fulfillment of this commandment and sincere prayer as the expression of a will devoted to me. Only then can you gain privileges of mercy and strength, for there are no other means of grace than prayer and unselfish love. In that case, however, you will receive an abundance. Your entire life should be an internal one without pretentiousness, yet outwardly you should declare me. You should confess my teaching, which you must endeavor to follow. You should openly admit to the world your faith in me, in my name and my act of salvation, that is, you should speak to your fellow human beings so that they know your thoughts and that your aspirations do not relate to the physical world but to the spiritual realm. You should prove yourselves as my followers, as my rightful children, whose way of life corresponds to the requirements which I have placed upon you and continue to place upon you with my word, which is transmitted from above to those mediators who shall reveal my will to you. If you want to live in accordance with my will, then your actions have to be continuous labors of love by which I will later judge you in eternity, and not external gestures and actions which are of no benefit to your soul but which rather make the human being careless in observing the only important commandment, to love selflessly. Amen.